Blasters primed, Jack and Dean took positions on either side of the open door, grimly watching the landscape for any suspicious movements. Slinging his submachine gun, JB reached inside his shirt and pulled out his mini-sextant.
Just a second.
He worked the device, focusing the mirrors on the sun, then the horizon. He checked his arcs and counted off the seconds.
40 minutes, 32 seconds longitude. 82 minutes, even 30 seconds latitude. If memory serves me right, we're in northwestern Ohio. Smack in the middle of Salt Fork Lake.
Lake?
Jack squinted at the blazing sun and windswept landscape. Ryan rested both arms on the steering wheel. Nuke landscaping. Seems to be desert on every side but straight ahead. What are those odd mountains to the east? JB climbed in and closed the door.
The Alleghenies. Extending into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. Can't tell you more. I don't know this section of America.
As I recall, it was mostly farmland. Very low-level priority targets. No military bases or heavy industry. Therefore, the area most likely avoided a major attack.
Christie's hair moved, as if stirred by unfelt winds.
Even some is a lot. One nuke can ruin your whole damn day.
Pennsylvania. That means the Amish. Even in my day, they had renounced technology, lived by muscle power. Their civilization wouldn't collapse.
Slave muscle?
Never. They were good Christian folks. Hopefully they still are. We should be able to trade with them.
Sounds good. The one-eyed warrior pulled out the choke and started the Detroit power plants with a low rumble. The gas gauge read just under the full line, and the side gauge read a reserve tank of 400 gallons completely full. Plus, they had to have another couple of hundred gallons in cans. JP, any roads?
Nothing on the map, but there's supposed to be a river ahead of us. Always easy traveling there. Even if it's gone, the bed will make us a good road.
East it is, then. Easing in the clutch and engaging the gears, Ryan brought the vehicle to a forward roll, just as a beep sounded from the dashboard. Then another. It's the radar. Something is coming our way.
The dogs again?
Mildred moved quickly to a Remington. She snapped the release and opened the breech, laying in a fresh belt of ammo. JB did the same on the other side. In an ever-increasing rhythm, the beeps slowly started coming together, faster and faster.
No, not the dogs.
So what is it?
Ryan pushed down the gas pedal, Leviathan moving off with increasing speed.
I don't know, but it's bastard big and coming our way.
Direct?
Sure is.
Resting the Mossberg on a vacant seat, Dean went to the port blaster slot and scrutinized the desert. Only sun-baked desolation was visible. Some clouds in the far distance, nothing more.
You sure?
Dodging an irregular outcrop, Ryan glanced at the glowing green blip on the luminescent screen, which was increasing in size by the second.
Hell yeah!
Mildred put binocs to her face.
Found it! At 7 o'clock and moving fast!
What is it?
Ryan urged more RPM out of the engines. Fight or flight, speed was to their advantage either way. He didn't care what it was. Anything that large was trouble.
Squat, low.
Mildred adjusted the focus.
Resembles a tank, but I'm not familiar with the model. Must have been on patrol around the base.
Waiting for Cold Heart. Another Leviathan?
No, a real tank. Straight military. Only it is larger, like an Abrams on steroids. It's covered with antennas and dish shapes, but it only has a little cannon.
That means no range. No prob, as long as we keep enough distance.
What kind of little? Short in length, or thin? A small caliber blaster?
What's the difference?
He stared in the side view mirror. Nothing in sight yet.
Escape.
Short and fat.
Hat in hand, the armorer had his face pressed hard against the slot to steady his view against the jostling of the vehicle. In response, Ryan pressed the accelerator firmly to the floor. The twin diesels roared in barely restrained fury. The quivering needle of the speedometer steadily climbed to 40 kph, 50, 60, 70, 75, 76.
Could it be an intact Ranger?
Hope not.
What's a Ranger?
A pre-dark robot tank, comp-operated, no driver. Never heard of anybody ever stopping one.
Christie spun her chair and worked the breech on the 75mm recoilless rifle. It was empty.
Jack, help me find the shells for the rifle.
Move it or lose it, people!
Ryan watched their Hummer of supplies bounce along behind them. Several boxes had already come loose, and they were losing more goods constantly. But there was nothing he could do about that. Supplies and food could be replaced, not lives.
If only we had some bastard trees for cover!
Those strange gray mountains seemed a million miles away, and there was a new crater between them. If it was old and cold, it would mean hardly any cover. Exactly what they didn't want. If it was hot, an even worse death awaited them of bleeding sores and coughing out pieces of their lungs. Maybe it was only the dogs pulling a trick, or some cold hearts in a Hummer.
I do not see anything. Just sand and... No, wait. There it is.
Dark night. It's bigger than us.
Stop behind a dune and kill the engines. Perhaps it is following us by the noise.
Must be the tracks in the sand.
No, it's following our radar.
Already off. Shit!
Maybe the guys inside only want to talk or trade. Or we can lure them out.
There's nobody inside it.
Ryan turned around a dune so quickly that six wheels left the ground.
That thing is fast.
We are faster.
Not by much.
Christie looked at the speedometer.
Can't we get any more speed?
Weaving around rocks and gullies, Ryan checked the console.
We're at the red line.
Christie glanced in a mirror. The black shape was closer and bigger.
It's not enough.
I know.
His face pressed hard against the cushioned eyepiece of the periscope, finger lying next to the launch button of the missile pod. JB worked the focus, and there it was, just as Mildred had described the thing. A squat, angular box covered with antennae and with a single front-mounted cannon. He couldn't ID the caliber of the gun, but it sure didn't seem big enough to damage anything armored like the Leviathan.
Hey, its muzzle just glowed in a rainbow pattern.
Rainbow?
Yes. No explosions or missile launched. Just some pretty colors. There it goes again!
Handing Christie a shell from the bin, Jack scowled.
Colors?
Brace for impact!
Ryan twisted the steering wheel hard. Everybody not buckled in was thrown from their seats, and supplies scattered as the ground alongside the Leviathan violently exploded. The armored craft rocked from the concussion. Doc was unable to believe his eyes.
It has a laser. The rainbow was the spectrum effect.
JB scowled.
Laser? Then what exploded?
Nothing. That was a thermal cloud from the vaporized sand, or so I would guess.
Vaporized?
Yes.
Holes as big as a bathtub.
Laser, schmazer.
JB pressed the trigger hard, as if he were thrusting a knife into the vitals of a living enemy. In the side view mirror, Ryan spied a rustling firebird leap from the rear missile pod to streak away and impact on the turret of the tank with a thunderclap. A fireball blossomed over the machine, obliterating it from view.
Bullseye!
Hold on!
Ryan pulled in the choke on the engines. Flooded with fuel, the military diesels revved madly, the console gauge needle going off the scale as the twin 1,250-horsepower plants shoved the front wheels of the tank off the ground in its haste to depart. Doc sat in his seat and calmly crossed his legs.
Why the rush? John Barrymore delivered a mortal blow.
We should stop and loot the wreckage.
Concentrating on his driving, Ryan made no reply. As his grinning friends watched, out of the crackling inferno of the blast, rolled the ebony tank, completely undamaged.
Dark night. It isn't scratched.
JB took a step from the periscope and almost tripped over a box of spare parts on the floor.
Can't be!
Rainbow again!
Another blast rocked their vehicle. Ignoring the fight around her, Mildred sat quietly in her chair, studying her watch and counting.
JB, launch another missile!
Maybe it'll work this time. Aim for the laser itself!
You can't. The whole control board just went dead. Our rear pod is gone.
What about the front pod?
It can't shoot backward. You want to turn around?
Hell no!
JB cranked the wheel to traverse the rear Vulcan 40mm cannon.
My turn. Jack, Mildred, load me up with AP and keep them coming.
That won't work on the tank.
You got a better plan?
Yes, I do.
Doc stood, swaying to the motions of the racing vehicle, and went to rummage in the wall locker, tossing out ammo boxes and grenades as if they were rubbish.
I saw the empty cases in the garage, so they must be here. They must! They couldn't have used them all against each other.